Blog Talk Radio.
Quite sure why, but it seemed to be the thing to do at the time. Well, hey guys, how are y'all today? It's kind of sunny, kind of cloudy, shifting back and forth here with the weather, but it's not windy, and it's not raining. Sock of shocks, we're not raining. I like it. Well, I like it when it rains, too, so it doesn't really matter. We're good. We're all good. Okay. Hey, I want to caution y'all, be extra safe out there. If you haven't changed your Facebook passwords lately or your Google passwords lately, go do that today. Do it now, because I had never, ever been hacked before, and all of a sudden everything's going wrong. I had to change all my passwords. I had somebody trying to make two new checking accounts. Well, luckily I've got that good old VPN that I wouldn't give up for nothing anymore, because they can't verify my identity wallets on the VPN, and so they didn't open the accounts, which, thank you, God. Change your passwords, people, especially if you've had that password more than a month. You're just flirting with disaster. Change it. And if you go into your securities, it'll tell you who else has been using your, or from where, and what kind of a device they've been using your Facebook with. So I don't know if that'll give you a clue. It didn't help me much, but, you know, it's there. All right, let's start with Anne Murray. You know, she's got that smooth voice, like Taffy, smooth Taffy voice. And she did a song that just really kind of hits home every once in a while. It's called A Little Good News Today.
Rolled out this morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just one, how I'd like to see the headline say. Not much to print today. Can't find nothing there to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store. News will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. How I want to hear the anchor man talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air, how everybody learned to care.
All right, that was Anne Murray. Yeah. And think about it, Anne. Think about it. You wanted me to sing one of her songs. I know you've heard of her. But that's okay. It doesn't really matter. I'm sure it doesn't make much difference to her either, so it's okay. We're good. All right, Celtic Thunder. You guys all know who Celtic Thunder is. What the heck is that sound? Someone playing Tiddlywinks or something?
Put me on mute. I don't know. It sounds like some type of
Yeah, it sounds like you're playing a one-armed bandit in Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. I was going to have you put me on mute and see if I can figure out what's going on.
Okay. You can message me if you ever get it figured out, and then I'll unmute you.
Okay, I'll let you know.
I'll demute you.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Celtic Thunder did this little ditty. I guess that's as good a word for it as anything else. It's fun. It's just, and some might call it a gospel song, but it doesn't sound like stuff gospel, but it's just fun. So I'm playing it anyway. It's called A Place in the Choir.
All of us preachers got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they clap. Now, all of us preachers got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they clap. Now,
top where the little bird sings and the melodies and the high notes ringing and the hoodoo cries over everything and the blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day when the little duck quacks and he's on his way and the author hasn't got much to say and the porcupine talks to himself.
All the creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause.
Dog and the cat, they kick up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, the old great badger sighs.
To the base, it's a one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do and the old cow just goes moo.
All the creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they got now. And the fox and the grizzly bear, the dopey alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they got. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything.
Hands opposing anything they got now. Yep. I love it. that just makes you kind of want to go out to the barnyard and dance, doesn't it? You might want to try and miss the cow pies, though, especially the fresh ones. They go, you don't want to do that. But, well, if you're barefoot, it's kind of fun. Oh, yes, I'm an old farm girl from way back. Uh-huh. We used to use those dried cow pies for bases when we played work up in the field. That was interesting. Stepped on a bee now and again, but it was fun. Okay. And everybody could play. You didn't have to have teams. Everybody was for themselves. It was fun. I liked it. Okay, I'm going to play an Elvis song. And from 1961. Called I Want You With Me.
When I was little, my mama said to me, someday you'll find a love song to last eternally. I want you with me. Be the ruler of this whole wide world. If you will only say that you'll be my girl. With a raging foam, if I know that you'll be there when I come back home.
That was the one I was thinking about. I was sitting here going, okay, now that's a slow one, and that's a slower one, that's a sort of slow one. What's that one that you think is going to be slow, but then when it starts, you really got to be dancing in your chair? And I thought, okay, I think it's this one. It was. Yay! I picked the right one. Yay! I don't know if I get a prize or not, but hey, what the heck? I'll pick the right one. What the heck? Hey, how are you? What was that noise, Sue?
It was Alexa. She just decided
to tell her to knock it off.
I know. I don't know what happened, what caused it. I don't know.
Well, she's not supposed to do that unless we tell her to.
Well, yeah, and
that
I didn't
is a 9-year old girl.
From. I didn't know where it was coming from, and finally I said, Alexa.
Well, I know. That's,
and when
that's
I did, it
said.
Stopped.
Okay.
I kept thinking, what in the world is going on here? I didn't know if I had a foreign.
I know. I know what it is. I know what it is. It's her time of month, and she's feeling fussy. I couldn't resist. I could not resist. I tell you. You see, I was lucky enough to never. I never had. That time of month. My mood was just always the same. I was either raggy or I was nice. It didn't matter when it was. If I was raggy, I had a reason to be raggy, and it didn't matter. And if I was nice, I was nice, and it didn't matter. So, I was in my late 20s, early 30s before I realized that women had, quote-unquote, that time of the month. I was like, I'm going, what are you guys talking about? I mean, you know, I never had mood swings. It just didn't happen. Thank you, Lord. And I'm sure everyone around me thanks you, too. Boy, that would have been horrible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If I had had mood swings, they probably would have put me in a straitjacket and tied me up in the barn.
Man. Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. I kid you not. It would have been bad. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to do this one. You ready, Ann? Get ready, Ann. Ann, you better be ready. I am playing Ann's contribution to today's show called Ask Me.
Ask me if I wanted to caress you, and I confess. Ask me if I'm longing to possess you, I'll answer yes. Now that we're together, I could hold you close forever, and I swear that I would never let you go. There's no question that I care more than you know. Love me, darling, just be mine completely, and there's nothing I wouldn't do if you just ask me. Together I could hold you close forever, and I swear that I would never let you go. There's no question that I care more than you know. Love me, darling, just be mine completely, and there's nothing I wouldn't do if you just ask me. Just ask me.
Oh, no, I like that song, and you did a very good job, Anne. Very nice job
very
on
nice.
That. Yes, you did. And John wanted ghost chickens. And it's not in the studio. Anyway, I haven't figured out yet how to load things during a show, and I'm kind of afraid to do it the way Blog Talk's been acting lately. So I'll put it down for Tuesday. Ghost Chickens. I love Ghost Chickens. That is such a hilarious song. I laugh. My gosh. They're all naked, you know. Goodness gracious. Okay, Aretha Franklin, First Lady of Soul, Natural Woman, Make Me Feel.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. To my
Yeah, I think the lady does have the wrong dress. Somehow that it's just there's something wrong with that picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
might be the boots. It might be the boots. The boots look like high heel combat boots. Is what they look like. yeah, honey, I'd go hide in the basement if I were you, darling. For sure. Anyway, hey, maybe she likes that look. You know, maybe she likes that look.
She does.
If you do, more power to you. Yeah, KSC. Yeah.
I thought
but...
at first when I looked at it, it was Priscilla.
Oh, Lordy, I can't even imagine. Well, number one, I ain't built like that, so it's okay. Number two, I don't think high-heel combat boots is my thing.
She's worked hard.
What, darling?
Today.
Yes, she has.
Very
she certainly has.
Yeah.
But there are better choices. You know, wear strappy high-heeled sandals, number one. And wear a red dress, not a black dress. And I think that would set off what she's worked
that
so hard to
level it out, you think? No, she needs to get rid of those thighs. They're too big.
Well, when you do bench presses and you do 300-pound leg lifts, you ain't getting rid of those thighs. They're there to, you know, add. And if she wants them that way, more power to her. That's good. But she needs to make better clothing choices in order to show them off to advantage instead of making people stare out of shock. I'm sorry. That was mean, but, I mean it. That it was, she could do better for herself. You know what I mean? She really could. But it's not up to me to tell her, and I don't know who the heck she is anyway, so I couldn't call her up and say, hey, darling, you might want to try this instead. You know, and she's not going to listen to me anyway. She just punched my lights out. So, hey. Or give me a hug so hard it'd break my spine, one of the two.
Oh, well.
All right, Jenny, shut up, Jennifer. Just button your lip, you dumb broad. Okay. How about, and now this is one of the songs that John actually sent me today, was, and I thought, this is cool. Squaws Along the Yukon.
Very much. Salmon-colored girl.
Oh, I like the ending. I love that ending. It was beautiful. Beautiful. Boogaloogamooska. Reminds me of that song in 69, I think.
69.
When the Boogaloo came in. And when the Boogaloo came in, it was fine until Mama saw us doing it one day. And and Mama said, you can imagine what my mama said. Mama said, don't you ever let me catch you doing that in public.
Oh, my goodness.
We said, okay, Mama. And then we're thinking, and we said to each other later, we're thinking, well, that won't be a problem because she never goes to our dances or anything, so I think we're safe.
Yeah.
Kids don't think of things like that. If you ever, you guys know what the Boogaloo is? If you don't know what the Boogaloo is, look it up. And you'll know what I'm talking about. You know what my mama was talking about. Yeah. I don't know. We thought it was great fun. Kids don't think anything about that stuff. It's like all the guys were doing the gator. You know, and I think about that dance now, and I think, oh, my gosh, we're all going to hell. You know, some of the dances they came up with in the 60s are enough to curl your hair and then make you go bald. No wonder most of our dances are bald, you know. Oh, man. Anyway, you know what? I really, really wanted to play this one, and I've lost it. And that John sent me the Cowboy in the Continental Suit. I love that. I love that song. But I lost it. It's somewhere in here, but I can't find it. So you know what I'm going to play instead? It's another one that I believe John got for me about a month ago. It's Marty Robbins, same person singing it. And this one's called Mr. Shorty. This will teach you what respect means.
Nobody knew where he came from, they only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man, I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled Bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, "When you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead." In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, "Nobody's mister to me, little man," and he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the Bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent leaden smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the Bat 44. "It's always this way, so I never stay." Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from, they won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I would say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
There you go. I think, yeah, if you know how to use it, the size of a gun would make a difference. Yeah? If you don't know how to use it, don't matter. Might as well just leave it at home. Anyway. Okay, here's a fun one, guys. Bobby Darin. Bobby Darin. Splish, splash.
Splish, splash. Take one.
1, 2, 3.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Song about a Saturday night. The tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrap the towel around me and I open the door, and then a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling, saw the whole gang dancing on my front room rug. Yeah, the flip-a-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was Lollipop with a peg shoe. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a splishing and a splash, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving. Moving and a grooving, hot
My goodness gosh, this computer sometimes, you just want to, okay, well, just have to remember what vernacular I used. Okay, there it is. But then when you type something out and the computer just sits there and says, huh? What you want, lady? Huh? Break one of your fingers so you can type. I don't know. It's just you type things out, and if it's not exactly the way you typed it in, and that includes capitalization and punctuation, the computer tells you you're nuts. But I already knew that. You don't have to tell me that. It's okay. Anyway, it does all the time. Celtic Thunder again. And this is one that John sent today. Not this morning, but today. Okay? Today, he did. And I love this song. Oh, I love this song. I want to know what love is. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Gonna take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulders. Through the clouds I see your love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can.
Celtic Thunder. That wasn't the original artist. That was Celtic Thunder. Celtic Thunder is an Irish male group. And they're just as good as Celtic Woman. It's not even called Celtic Woman anymore. What's it called now? I don't know. They changed all of their personnel except for the fiddle player. That's still the same gal. She plays barefooted with the biggest smile on her face because she is having the absolute best time in the world. I love watching her. Celtic Thunder is the male version of Celtic Women. So, or whatever they're called now, God only knows because I can't remember. But anyway, John, my go-to guy. Hey, I've got something for you guys from the 40s, from World War II era. And you better have your shoes off. You don't want your shoes on for this. The only thing you're going to need tissues for is to wipe your forehead. Dry it off. Here is the Andrews Sisters, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could. He was a top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted a pen. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He blows an eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar are playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Two movies are absolutely fantastic. If you guys haven't watched very many of them, you need to watch more. I've seen a lot of those movies, and oh my gosh, it is so much fun when they have the UFO shows and things like that going on, and they put that in the movie. And like Andrews Sisters, the Andrews Sisters were a real thing back then, a real thing, and they put them in the war movies, and it was fantastic. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I liked it. some of you were too young. What can I tell you? You missed out, boy. You missed out by not being an old lady by now. Okay. I can hear John laughing at me. I can just hear him laughing at me. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh,
it's a really cool song. It's so pretty. Brendan Bowyer is singing this. It's called "The Wind Beneath My Wings."
the wind beneath my wing. It must have been cold there in my shadow. To never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine. One step behind, I was the one with all the glory. While you were the one with all the strength. Only a face without a name, who I never once heard you complain. Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Version, but very, very nice. Yes. I had somebody want me to sing that at their wedding once, and I was saying, you get me a copy I can learn it from, and I will, because I can't read music. And my ex was playing guitar, and he couldn't read music either. He had to learn it by listening to it, too. So we sang something different. We sang one we already knew, so that's all right. They liked it just as well, and that was just fine, no problem. Elvis, We got to have an Elvis song. We got to have an Elvis song. We got to have an Elvis song. Yes, yes, yes. Please don't stop. Keep on going.
Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me. Kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me. By me. When I'm with you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so, I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. Darling, you always be my love.
That's one of those songs I can't help but sing harmony to. I just have such a good time doing that. And you guys don't know it. Ha, 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 ha. Because I mute my mic and you can't hear me. You can't hear me. Oh, I don't know. I just, either I've had too much coffee or I haven't had enough. One of the two. You take your pick. And don't tell me. You can decide, but I don't want to know what you decide. I just don't want to hear it because I'm not going to change anything. So what difference would it make, okay? All right, now, I have a feeling it's not enough coffee, though. I'm trying to wake myself up. I've only had 1.5 mugs, and I've usually down 12 by now, okay? So I'm in withdrawal. PGs. Bee Gees, Bee Gees, Bee Gees. Yes, yes, yes. And I know John likes the Bee Gees. Anything by the Bee Gees is fine with him. This is To Love Somebody. The Way I Love You.
Mm-hmm. like. Certain kind of life. The minister to me. I want my life to be. Live with you. Live with. There's a way. Everybody say. I ain't got you.
That is not an early version. That is a later version because their phrasing and everything is a little bit different. So we can start labeling them. I don't want to start labeling them, but you know, just play them and try to guess. That'll work. All right. John sent me another one this morning, an old Perry Como song. Como. Yeah. Called The Hands of Time.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no and no past. Good summer from the top of the swing, the comfort and the sound of a lullaby, the innocence of leaves in the spring, but most of all the moment when love first touched me.
the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave goodbye. Most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
You know, and that long, drawn-out violin tone is almost as good as a regular ending, a real ba-dum-bum ending. But I'm bum wouldn't have fit that song, though. So
yeah.
It was better in this case. Yeah. Okay. You know, it has been so long since I have listened to any Perry Como music.
Oh, I
haven't.
Ask me
either. If I miss it.
Mm-mm.
Do I miss
it?
Got it.
No,
I don't really.
It's going to be a Tiny Tim special next week.
Hey, I'll go for that. We can do that, honey. We can do that. But you can't be late getting me the music.
I won't be here. I'm passing.
Oh, you guys are just chickens. My gosh. Didn't the last special teach you that he's really a very talented man? And when he wants to, he can actually sing. And not the falsetto stuff that, you know, when he figured out he could do that falsetto stuff, he thought that was just so cool. That's why he started doing it all the time. He thought it was neat. He liked it.
Well,
he figured out he could do it, and he went, all right, I can sing like this. This is awesome. And he just went to town with it.
Well, he might.
And you know what?
He was
enough of a success with that falsetto that there had to be more people than just him that liked it. So be realistic.
Well,
I mean, you know. Some people can't stomach it, and they'll have to make a trip to the bathroom after they hear him, but he kind of grows on you. I mean, I used to think he was the weirdest thing God ever put on earth.
Doesn't grow on me.
Well, he grows on some people. I can actually listen to him and hear talent he had to be able to do that. And he was happy doing it. He thought he was good at it. Well, there ain't nobody else could do it like he could, so I suppose he really was, you know. But he actually had a nice, regular singing voice, too. And not many people knew about that because they never stuck around enough to find out. Yeah, he could really sing. Honest and true. He's done a couple of Elvis songs that really sounded good. But, oh well, he was what he was, and we can't change him now, and I don't know that anybody would really want to try because he was happy with what he was doing, and that's the important part.
Well, you just enjoy him and enjoy him and enjoy him all you want.
Well, I don't know about enjoying him, but I can listen to him and hear his talent. You know, there are a lot of other things I'd rather listen to. But I have come to the place of being able to recognize his talent. You know, a lot of years, I couldn't do that. It was like, oh, turn him off, turn him off, turn him off. But then I began to realize that, hey, it may not be your cup of tea, but it takes a lot of talent to do what he did. You know, it really took a lot of talent to do what he did. And he made boku bucks at it, kids. I mean, get with it and recognize it, accept it. He made a lot of money doing that.
Well, I realize
I'm not
that,
sure we understand
I
why.
I don't have to watch him. I realize he did.
No, you don't have to watch him. No, you don't have to
watch
him. I won't. Well, you may be careful who you let in your house now. There could be somebody come by that ties you to a chair and makes you listen to him for 6 hours straight.
Oh, my God. That'd be a sight worse than death.
Oh, I knew you'd love that thought. I just knew you'd love that thought.
Oh, God.
On that note, let's listen to an Elvis song. I think you can handle that. We can make the morning.
I just thought I heard a small voice crying. Looked again and saw that it was me. I feel like a little boy denying that he fears the night, 'cause he can't see. There are large thoughts that stop you crying. Don't be scared to search, 'cause you may find. Fatal light a candle for your footsteps. Time rolls back the shadows of your mind. It's a long, long, long night. You can make the morning you cry. It's a long, long, long night. Oh, we can make the morning if we try. Spend the night alone, as faith may bend. Share it all and see how fears start fading. Chase away the shadows with a friend. Dawn's elusive light is just beginning. Now the day can push away the night. Can make the sun feel much brighter. Hope creates a good hope for life. It's a long, long, long life. We can make the morning if we try. It's a long, long, long life. We can make the morning.
I like that song. I have always liked that song. It's like, hey, you missed it the night before? No matter. You can make the morning. It's okay.
It's okay.
That'll make your whole day better. You're going to smile all day. So, hey, you know, that's not bad. You can do that. All right. I've got one here that I have never heard before in my entire life. I have never heard of the singer in my entire life. But John sent it. So I figured, hey, it's probably really good. And I listened to it. The bit I listened to was pretty decent. So I says, okay, we're going to play this sucker. Terrence Casey, One More Day.
Last night I had a crazy dream. A wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day. One more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day. And keep the TV off. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love you. That's what I'd do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset maybe I'd be. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied.
Problem. You wish for one more day, and if you were granted that wish, you'd be wishing for one more day still. Always, always wish for one more day with someone you love. And it doesn't work that way, unfortunately, but doesn't keep us from wishing, does it? Okay, no. Jimmy Dean. Now, you all remember who Jimmy Dean is. Yes, he had the sausage companies. You know, he sold the sausage company for a fraction of what they were worth and ended up living in near poverty.
Yeah, oh, he lived in Dallas.
I don't even remember if he had his ranch left or if he was relegated down to a little farmhouse. I don't remember. But he didn't have too much money. And after he sold those sausage companies, he should have had Boku bucks. And somehow he got rooked out of all of it. You know, it just...
Well, he wasn't doing too bad because Tom and I used to run into him a lot in some very exclusive restaurants. And he was eating well.
Right, but was that before or after he sold the companies?
After.
Okay, well... I'm glad then. That would be good. He wasn't actually poverty stricken. He wasn't as rich as he was before. Because I heard that he got a pretty bad deal on that. I heard he got the raw end of the stick.
That I don't know.
As far as particulars go, I have no foggy idea. I mean, you know, it's not like they let me look over his contracts or anything. I don't know what it was. But just what I heard is that he got much, much, much less than he should have gotten when he sold those companies. So, you know, you got to learn to be careful. And he'd been in business long enough, he should have known to be careful. And I'm sure he may not have come out smelling like a rose, but I'm sure he didn't smell like no stinkweed either. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, right. Okay. Here is Jimmy Dean doing Big Bad John.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Big Bad John. And they had a whole series of songs after that, too. It was hilarious. I couldn't take any of the sequels seriously. I really couldn't. It was like, they put a grave marker over the top of that mine because he died down there, and now they've got him being rescued? I don't think so. No, I couldn't deal with that. So I've heard him a couple of times and said, that's enough. I've had my fill. That's all. Okay. Yeah. How about Elvis again? Think you guys can handle that?
Sure.
I mean, you know, Susan might have to go to the shower again. Did you, you know, stand out under the hose or something. Mean Woman Blues.
I got a woman here, she can be.
Almost. Not quite. Almost. Yeah, we need to all go to Hawaii. We do. Yes. Or Tahiti. Hawaii or Tahiti. That's fine. Fiji. Hey, you know, they're all good. How about Creedence Clearwater Revival on this hot afternoon? Green River.
Stopping at the law.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good time for a little bit of Creedence Clearwater Revival. You betcha. I like some Charlie Pride. Is it a good time for Charlie Pride, too? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good, yeah, it's a good time for Charlie Pride. You know, he's got, how do you describe Charlie Pride's voice? I don't know. It's kind of like fudge before it starts to harden.
Very classy voice.
Yeah. Smooth, but not too much, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's Charlie Pride. Okay. You're so good when you're bad. Ooh, I like that.
You're a lady, you're an angel, bringing sunshine to my life. You're the closest thing to heaven I've ever had. Oh, but sometimes you're a devil when you reach out and dim the light. When you're bad, you would never hurt anybody. You're too gentle, sweet and kind. Still I keep on doing things that make you sad. But you don't hold back on your feelings when there's loving on your mind. And you're so good when you're bad. I could say that you're the perfect one. You're not, it's just because of me. 'Cause I'm hung up on the perfect woman, and I don't know how I deserve to be. I see other pretty women, Lord, they still look good to me. And there's some ladies that can drive some men mad. But when an angel lets her hair down, Lord, that's something else to see. You're bad, and I say, you're so good when you're bad.
Yeah, okay. How about Bread? Yeah, I like that song. Bread. We're going to do a little Bread. Make it with you. Bread. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby,
And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it.
I do like that. I do like that. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I do. I have always liked that song. I don't know why. I've never tried to sing it. But I liked it. Oh, well. I think
I don't know if that's for you. Try
and see. There are better songs for me to sing.
Sure.
Let's put it that way. I love that song. It's wonderful, but there are better songs for me, more suited. Yes, Gwen, you sent me a song yesterday, but, you know, I am going to play it. In fact, it was next on the agenda, and I'm not kidding you. But please keep in mind, if anybody sends me a request song, I play it if I get a chance and I don't forget and if I don't lose it. So kind of take things in stride and go with the flow, because they might not always get played the very next show, okay?
Yeah.
Please keep that in mind. I don't want anybody's feelings hurt. I don't want you to think that I don't like you or I don't like your songs or whatever. Just be aware that stuff happens. Stuff happens. And that's all I can say, okay? I do have it. It is going to be played next, Gwen. That's not a problem. I just want to remind everybody that, yes, I welcome your requests. I want you to send me requests, but there is no guarantee that they are going to be on the very next show, okay? Just please remember that, because I don't want anybody's feelings hurt. That's not what it's meant to be, okay? I wanted to tell you all that. And with that being said, here is the song that Gwen sent me yesterday called All Over the World by Francois Hardy.
All over the world, people must be. Feeling a pain in the heart. Some
I'm assuming that you guys can still hear everything because I'm getting the message that I'm not connected, but everything is still working and my internet is still hooked up. So I don't know. We'll just go as long as we can. Okay. So Elvis, have I told you lately that I love you? Take 1 and 7.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you. I told you lately that I love you. Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told you with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I told you when I'm sleeping, every dream I dream of. Have I told you with whom I'd like to share my love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you. My heart would break in two if I should lose you. I'm no good without you. If I ever told you lately that I love you, well, darling, I'm telling you.
I'm no good. Oh, will be hiding anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now.
Oh, shit.
I was waiting to see if there was any more. You never know with those guys, you know? You never know. It's come up with four more lines that make you crack up hilariously, but not this time. Okay. I'm going to play another Bobby Darin song because this was, I want to say, the most popular of his songs. That's what I want to say. Whether it's true or not, I have no idea, but that's what I want to say. Mac the Knife.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, baby, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, baby, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie, baby, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now he's in a diver.
Ho, ho!
Yeah, to the tawdry. Woo, Miss Lottie Lenya and Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
One question. Why didn't Elvis ever record that? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine what a riot there would have been if he had done that? Oh, yeah. I can see it now. Oh, yeah. All over the world, people falling like pin pins. Well, maybe
you know,
not
year
quite
was
that.
What year do you think that was?
Oh, Lord of my... Mac the Knife, 1959. Mr. Norum. Mm. Yeah. 1959. I actually wrote that down so I didn't have to try and remember too hard. I was going to say 1960, but then I looked over there and I'd written it down. It's 1959. So, okay. But, my gosh, can you imagine? They just would have been falling like ten pins. You could have just waved a feather and they all would have just fell down like dominoes. That would have been so cool.
It would have been great. Great.
Yes. Mm. Hey, guess what time it is, guys?
Time to leave. Already?
Yes. And we had a lot of music today, too. We played a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, this good music. Good music.
I actually I tried to zip my lip a little better and not use all of it all the time talking. So we got a little more music in today than normal, but I needed music. I mean, you know, it's, you got some stuff that happens in your life and you can't do anything about it except damage control, okay? I've been doing damage control for 2 days, and it's absolutely driving me out of my mind. It's driving me crackers.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't resist that. But, that identity theft thing is ongoing. It's driving me nuts.
You think it's over,
and here comes something else. But, and guys, if you have a problem like this, I very sincerely recommend that you call the credit bureaus and lock your credit so that nobody can apply for loans. Your credit rating doesn't go up and down very good, but you know what? Temporarily, that's okay. Get it so that nobody can access your credit lines, okay? And then call your credit card companies and lock every credit card you have. You can't use it, but neither can anybody else, okay? And if you need it, you can call and unlock it, tell them what you're doing, and then after you're done doing it, lock it again. Nobody else can get to it that way, okay? Then you call your bank, and you make a special password for each account that you have with your bank or with each bank you have. If nobody knows that password, that special word, they cannot access your accounts to sell, buy, withdraw, or deposit anything unless they've been pre-approved. Okay? Mm-hmm. And pre-approval means your body goes to that bank and tells that bank, yes, I approve. This is going to be coming in. I've approved this. I will sign this paper saying you can do this. Without them doing that, they don't do nothing. Without somebody having that special password, they don't do nothing. You have effectively, and do that for your mortgage company as well. Don't forget your mortgage company and your car loans.
Okay.
Lock them. Make sure you've got that special password so that nobody can touch those accounts except you with that special password. And don't open your mouth to anybody with that. Not your mama. Not your favorite sister, not your dog, nobody. Don't tell that password to anybody, not the pet snake that comes through your backyard either, okay? You don't tell nobody that word. Then you're basically doing preventative control because you've got all that stuff done. If somebody tries to open an account in your name, even with a different bank, if you've got your credit line locked, they can't do it.
Right.
Okay. And I suggest everybody get a VPN because that takes your IP address when you're online and puts it somewhere else in the world.
Okay.
The banks and credit companies can't verify your identity if they can't find where you're coming from. That adds an extra layer of security to your finances. And if you do all of this stuff when the trouble first starts, or do it now. There's nothing wrong with doing it before trouble starts. Right. Then you're likely, you're not going to lose your shirt.